Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, November 22, 1942, the Alcan Highway, as it was first named, was dedicated near Lake Kluane. November 23, 1741. The following is a direct quote from the logbook of the vessel, St. Peter. The ship is at anchor near Bering Isle in the Commander Islands. Report on saving the ship. To His Highness, Captain Commander Ivan Ivanovich Bering. On November 21, 1741, Your Highness ordered me, the undersigned, to consult with the higher officers and the crew as to the best way of saving the St. Peter with the provisions and material on board, and also as to a place where she might be hauled up for the winter. In accordance with your order, I, with Fleet Master Sofron Kitroff, all lower officers and members of the crew, met on November 22nd to discuss these points. 1. The St. Peter has one anchor out, the best bower, and its cable is not very dependable. We have no other anchors or grapplings aside from the 8-pound grappling. As you know, the ship lies out in the open sea, and if a strong wind should come up from the east, southeast, west, or northwest, one anchor would not hold. On the east, north, and west, there are rocky cliffs. If a strong wind should blow up from the south, or from between the south and west, the ship would be driven out to sea. 2. We therefore agreed that at high tide, the boat should be hauled up on the sandy beach facing it and made fast with hawsers. The water casks should not be emptied, the ballast should not be taken out, and the cargo should not be disturbed now. All these things can be done later in the winter, if nothing interferes. In order to save the provisions from the water in the ship, cables should be put under them. We have no other suggestion to make, and we leave the matter for Your Highness's decision. Something must be done at once to save the vessel because of the winds, which may cause us to lose both the ship and supplies. Lieutenant Sven Vaxel. November 24, 1947. The freighter Clarksdale Victory was wrecked on Hippa Island in British Columbia. November 25, 1922. The Alaska Electric Light and Power Company installed a 20-watt commercial radio station at Juneau. It stopped broadcasting on KFIU in 1931. Several years later, the license was awarded to KINY 800 AM in Juneau. November 26, 1867. The first bill was introduced in Congress to organize the territory of Alaska. It died in committee. November 27, 1886. John Charles Seegers, Bishop of Vancouver Island, was murdered on the Yukon River. November 28, 1931. The passenger steamer Alameda of the Alaska Steamship Company was gutted by fire at Seattle. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. D. Armand at Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found on the phonograph, Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. Untamed, by Richard Peter.
The great bear tastes his wounds and waits the chance to take revenge upon the wolves when they return. The snarling pack's last bold advance has weakened his defense, but not yet prey to their fierce hunger. He will fight again as he has maimed the guides who sought with nets to take him prisoner. But even then, had he been caged with other giant pets, he would have plagued his keepers night and day, disdaining food and favors in his pride, and nursing vengeance as he stalked his way around the cruel cell with hobbled stride. Alaska is not tamed, and never will it cease attacking men who try to hold its savagery at bay. They'll get their fill of frostbite from the anesthetic cold. Snow, rain, and fog aloft and low will blind the rash intruders, and their very path with avalanche and earthquake will be mined. In bay and stream their boats will face the wrath of tide and winds. The crippling roots and bogs will slow their steps, and crazed beasts take their toll. The trees will kill, alive or vengeful logs. All these are poised to keep man from his goal. Like fire, it has a beauty masking hate. Stone mountains cup the Eucharistic sun, but their sharp fingers subtly lie in wait to claw men from the sky before they've won the day, or brush them from the heights they try to scale. The wilderness will never yield in this its last retreat. It will not die though mankind in millions takes the field, because fierce nature here is queen, and will not rest again upon her rocky throne till there are no more strangers left to kill, and she can truly call this land her own.